In 2002, I was fired from my job. The reason for my firing was unfair and unethical. It was a painful experience for me because I had put my heart and soul into the company and helped them succeed as if it was my company. I felt betrayed and used. Have you ever been fired? Are you facing a layoff? Before you view your firing as a failure, forget it and floor it. First of all, let me just say that being fired and being laid off are two different things, even though they can make you feel the same way, betrayed and used. If you are fired, it's typically for a reason. You did something unethical, you didn't meet goals or expectations, or your work style was not a good fit with the company culture. If you are laid off, it's usually due to a reason beyond anyone's control. Maybe because the company has poor leadership and is losing money as a result, or the economy has crashed, or perhaps demand for a product or service becomes obsolete. Regardless of whether you were technically fired or laid off, both can make you feel like a failure. If you camp out in this failure zone for too long, it can really mess with your career mindset. To avoid a crash and burn, you need to switch gears and floor it forward. It's like driving down the highway and avoiding a major accident. Sometimes you just have to floor it to avoid personal injury. And that's what I'm suggesting you do if you find yourself in a head-on career collision. The pitch challenge today, give yourself one day for your personal pity party. Just one day to cry about it. Only one day to be angry. And then on day two of your newfound career freedom, floor it and find something new. Keep moving forward. That is the key. Do not look back. Do not ask yourself questions like, why did this happen to me? Or start questioning if you are good enough. Chalk it up to experience and get out there and find a better experience. You might think that no one is hiring right now. I'm here to tell you that the reality of the economy doesn't give you an excuse to sit back. A bad economy could be the climate for the best job of your life. When I was fired, the timing was, of course, horrible. Our nation had just gone to war with Iraq, and businesses were freaking out about the future of our economy, so there was a freeze on hiring at every PR firm I interviewed with, despite the fact that I was walking into the interview with the best resume of my life and five clients who wanted to follow me wherever I landed. I still couldn't get a job, so I started my own public relations firm, and now here I am almost two decades later with the best career imaginable, my own company. Had I not been fired, there would be no pitch publicity. In my career retrospect, being fired is the single most important thing that has ever happened to me. To get to where I am now, I didn't allow myself to become part of the unemployment pileup that the United States war with Iraq was causing. Instead, I quickly learned how to be a hustler, leaving no stone unturned and seeking no specific agenda other than to find an opportunity that would allow me to do what God gifted me to do in this life, help others communicate better. Fired doesn't equal failure. Layoff doesn't equal loser. As you floor it to your next venture, see it as an opportunity and focus on what you were born to do, and don't stop searching, don't stop pitching, and don't stop dreaming until you land exactly where you need to be next. Then one day you are going to look back, like I often do, and thank that person who let you go.